This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. I
cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show, like Spike and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the different at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey are coming back next year? 85% say no. Sam, you're on Shocker. WIP. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Passover. Hog some ass to Ike and Jack.
Oh, appreciate
like,
it.
I don't really know what you celebrate, so.
You know what? I love everybody. I celebrate everything. Passover, Easter, everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Way to pass over that question.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. So I was going to talk about the 11th plague, the Sixers, but to be honest, you guys endure a lot. I've been listening for about 2 hours, so I'm pretty calm now. So, like, I think you're right about everything. Let's bring Embiid back, George back, whatever. I don't care. We could talk about the Phillies, though.
Okay.
The Andrew Painter stuff is insane. Like, the average, the center fielder that you're going to get for trading an Andrew Painter is going to average, like, 201, probably. So I don't know why people want to trade Andrew Painter. I don't know who you're going to get, who you'd get possibly at this point at all that would help us. It's baseball. Every year against the Dodgers, the last 3 years, we have lost multiple series after destroying the Dodgers. So, again, it's baseball. This has happened literally 3 years in a row. Go back and look. Last year, we lost to the Athletics. We lost to the Pirates. And we were actually losing tons of series until we ran into the Dodgers again last year.
Yep.
So, you know, hopefully it turns out better this year. Again, like, you're not going to make a move that's going to change anything. This is the lineup you got. This is the staff you got. You know, let's relax. It's 15 games in.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, so, like, anyway, the one thing, I guess I can't talk about
and
the Sixers.
By the way, Sam, real quick, I don't think there's some whole movement with people wanting to trade Andrew Painter. I think it was two callers, honestly.
It's like, yeah, it's like Chuck and the other guy. I understand.
Yeah, I think people are frustrated. I understand their frustration. If there was some trade staring us in the face that got them a 45 home run hitter in their 20s. Yeah. You would have to listen to all of it, but that trade's not out there. So,
the trade with Painter is for another prospect, like a Nick Kurtz or somebody like that. And that doesn't make any sense. We got enough prospects in the farm system anyway.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the one thing I will say about Spike, the last time I talked to you was like a year ago.
Okay.
And you swore that the Paul George, Joel Embiid thing would work out. I said no.
Well,
you said no, they'll totally play together. But,
but here's the thing, Sam. There's no way I swore it would work. I never.
You swore?
No.
You swore.
On your life, actually.
There's no chance. Sam, there's revisionist history. There's a difference between me saying I think it was the right move and me swearing it would work. I even remember saying to Ike, because he was disappointed before the season started, I was like, look, there's a better chance than not this doesn't work with Embiid. Like, there was always a better chance. There was a better chance it wouldn't work than it would work. Always. I would never swore it. I thought it was the right move to take advantage of whatever chance they had, because the other side of it is trade Embiid for nothing, which you can do for this year anyway. You might as well, if you have a guy who has a chance of being one of the few best players in the world, take advantage of it. It didn't work. It blew up in their face. I was wrong, but I never promised it would work. And it's so easy, by the way, to say, not that you're wrong, but it's so easy to say, this isn't going to work. You can say that with every team in history. Most teams don't win a championship. So, but I never swore it would work.
You took a blood oath, Jack saw it, but it's okay. It's all right.
Like, hand on the Bible, yep.
Yep, exactly. But, you know, they weren't going to win. Ike was 100% right. They were going to win like 28 games. I'm actually happy that they lost as many as they did, because you can trade Embiid for nothing. You gotta win through the guards on this team. And McCain, when he comes back, Maxey, you got, hopefully yes, they keep Grimes. That's
yes,
the way to go.
Yes, the way to go is two 6'3" guards and a glorified Malik Monk. What?
Has it worked with an injured Embiid?
But they're not either or. Yeah, again, they will end up doing what you're saying, because Embiid's probably barely going to play next year. But that's the whole thing. What would you have done last summer? Not what you wouldn't have done. Tell me what you would have done.
Oh, I would have traded Embiid for whatever I could get and not sign George.
Okay, and then
absolutely,
and then assuming that you have to give up a pick to get rid of Embiid at the time, what is your plan to get better?
The plan to get better is to go through the draft. So, I mean, they did that this year with injuries.
So right. So what's the difference?
The
right. So they took a chance. So they took a chance with a player who was in second or first for three consecutive years in MVP, and just took a chance and are in the same place as if they didn't take the chance. So what, like, you see what I'm saying? It was worth the chance.
Spike, I'll explain what the difference is. And Jack has heard me say this multiple times.
Oh my God.
I am very consistent with this.
Okay.
About my Embiid hate.
Okay.
Is the drama is just enough. Like, we've been through a lot with this team. Ups and downs. Embiid's doing his diet. He had a kid. He's serious. He's not serious. He's lazy. He falls down too much. It's all the same stuff every single year. We've been doing this for, what, 8 years now?
Okay.
It's not like the third year.
Were you an Iverson
right?
guy?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an Iverson guy.
Can you explain?
The practice stuff and all the other stuff.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there was every reason in the world to think that Iverson wasn't going to do it.
I hear you.
I
respectfully disagree.
Okay. All right.
Because those teams felt more like teams.
Okay.
Like actual team units. This is just like a guy who wants to be MVP every year, wants to play in the Olympics, never talks about a championship. Tell me five times he's ever talked about a championship.
Oh, right. That's not.
He does talk about the championship a lot.
Constantly. Now, whether he does, you know, whether he does what
it
takes.
The problem is that he talks about it.
Yes.
But that,
all we're saying, he does talk about it.
Sure. Yeah. Marley in North Carolina, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys?
No?
First, I kind of wanted to reiterate off of what Guy was saying about the previous callers being wrong on trading Andrew Painter. There's nothing you can get from him, and you're right in that aspect. What I haven't heard anyone speak about the entire day, I've been listening for the last 3-ish hours at work, I got home, no one's talked about the bullpen. It's April, right? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold. We play up north. It's April. The ball's not going to be flying. Spike, I hear you, right? We're a home run hitting team, but we want to play small ball.
Mm-mm.
You get what I'm saying? We want to be the team that's able to drive in runs in the postseason without hitting home runs, because we haven't done it the last 3 years. The biggest issue within the first 15 games, the bullpen.
No.
Not bigger than the lineup.
No, I don't think so. I disagree with you.
Yeah.
Well, when you're going through the lineup, okay, I can give you anything in the outfield.
I mean, they got shut out. They got shut out in two out of three games.
Yeah.
With three hits in two of those games.
Unless
they
you
scored 10 total runs in their last five games.
right? It doesn't matter what.
Like you say, your metrics in there.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the bullpen's like. No, nobody here, I don't think any of us are super confident in where the bullpen is, but that is certainly not there.
I love that y'all don't let me bring up numbers.
No,
man.
It's him. I didn't stop you. It's him. Don't you love me in with him?
Every
because
time I try to give a number out there.
Look, all snarky white guys are not created equal. I did not do it. He did it.
What a deflection, huh?
Yeah.
And by the way, Jordan Romano's heating up. So. Yeah. You told me he was ass.
He is ass. He's washed. Should we do the text?
Yeah, I just want to know one of the numbers that Ike wants to bring up.
No, I'm never bringing up numbers.
No, it was good.
Here,
it was a good point.
I can't bring up supporting facts.
Yeah. It was a good point. I didn't see it coming. It was like, oh,
I'm trying to add a little something to it.
You are. You add so much to the show. Face the station.
This guy.
He's unbelievable.
I know.
Man, I'm
this is the disrespect.
There's
is
no
unbelievable.
Disrespect.
It's constant disrespect.
Herb leaves for multiple innings to go to the bathroom, and then all of a sudden I'm an idiot.
Right, see, that's what it is. Now Herb has him on edge now, so nobody.
He's on attack
now.
I'm
nice to Herb.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
30 minutes into the show, and Spike had already explained what IMDb stands for and the difference between majority and plurality voting, which begs the question, if Spike is in a box and we don't see him, does he even exist? The Delaware Valley.
That was pretty good Friday.
Well, yes.
The whole in the box thing.
Yes, yes.
What's in the box?
Schrodinger's cat. And I did
what
I
what's it called again?
Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat.
Dennis yeah. Schrodinger's cat.
It is not Dennis Schrodinger's cat. It's a different Schrodinger. And that's the guy's not even Schrodinger. I don't even it's Schroeder.
Yes, I know.
Okay. What's
that's
next?
The joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ike. Stop being a coward and learn some loyalty. Chris in Middletown, who famously attempted Rios's Eagles hype speeches on the midday show.
That guy is.
Yeah, that guy's he's hard to trust.
Yeah. I go to him when he's on the board, but I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him, and he's a
he
big guy.
He came in swinging at me.
Yeah, I know.
Luckily, I just viewed him as like a 6-year-old swinging
yes.
at you.
Put your head on his forehead.
Yes, and let him
hand
just
on
swing.
His forehead.
He's like a gnat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a gnat.
Comes in with this big, tough guy. What's next?
You know who should define what a chick flick is? A guy that won't see Bridesmaids just because there are chicks in it.
Right.
That's who.
It's not a chick
Tim
flick.
Tim in Newark.
The great flick is what it is.
I don't need a bunch of ladies with potty mouths. It's not what I need.
Wow.
Oh, is that what it was?
Well, it's like, look at how, I don't know.
It's not, I mean, the one scene is. The rest of it's just funny.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah, no interest. What's next?
Can this guy relax? Nick Nurse listening to Tasty Cake Dom.
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah, Tasty Cake is out on Nick Nurse.
Man, oh
he's
man.
He's out.
Out.
Yeah, he's out.
Whatever past out is, Tasty Cake is.
Still not over the 26-point blown lead against the Celtics 3.5 months ago.
With Embiid out, and I think Paul George out. And
that's why I love him.
Yeah.
That's why I love Tasty Cake Dom.
Yeah. The forward theory is great, too. What's next?
What is this? This is just a guy dancing on TikTok. People that took Spike's advice and Googled Jaron McCain and Steph Curry.
I said to go to YouTube.
That's actually funny.
Yeah. What's next?
Crate Master segment by Ike. What a day. Also, let me know when you want those 5-day-old pimento cheese sandwiches that I got for you. Louie in Nebraska. Louie,
yeah, yeah. We ought to have him call and give us a recap.
Yeah, exactly yeah. right, because he's there for all of
Well, I'm a big Lou guy from now on.
So did he stay for the whole tournament?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on 15 and 16 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he saw Rory's double and stuff, yeah.
No. Wow.
What'd he do, shoot you a flick?
He's not
okay,
allowed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No
he's
phones.
Not allowed to take
well,
pictures.
Well, no, so I texted him before the round, and then he texted me when he got back to his phone.
Gotcha.
And then he sent me a video of him driving past the entrance.
Yeah.
Pointless. A pointless video. It was 3 seconds.
Just to let you know he's there.
Congratulations. I know you're there. I'll show you the video at the break. It was ridiculous. It was pointless.
What's next?
Mrs. Chuck in Mount Airy. What a great meal, and the service was incredible. Make sure to leave a good tip. Chuck pulls out a credit card and an assortment of tea bags. Alex in Lancaster.
What is that, a tip of tea?
A tip of tea instead of a cup of tea, yeah.
What's
that
next?
Was different.
Very different. What's
hey,
next?
Hey, Jack, the Phillies suck. The guy that gets coffee for Jeff Stoutland.
Even I don't even know who this guy is. Jack has been ripping.
It was the
assistant offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jack's been ripping him because Elliot had a scoop that he got ironed.
Now he's been heating up since that big scoop.
Yeah.
But yeah. Still real scoops like Malachi.
He did win the Super Bowl.
No, it was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was after.
Oh, it was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was post-Super Bowl. Yeah.